Well, it's been compared to Britain's Victoria and Albert Museum, holding a huge collection of Australian artefacts. It includes a wanted poster for Ned Kelly, Arthur Streeton's sketchbook, the royal seal of Henry IV, and illustrations engraved on whale's teeth. But displaying the rare and unusual objects in the State Library of New South Wales's collection hasn't been easy. It hasn't added a new gallery in 80 years. Well, that changes tonight when the privately funded Amaze Gallery opens its doors, dedicated to what it calls the iconic, the beautiful and the quirky, as Jennifer Macy reports.
There are more than old and dusty books in the massive collection at the State Library of New South Wales.
Well, if we start with the wanted poster for Ned Kelly, this is printed on fabric. It's one of 300 that were printed, but it's the only one that's survived. And on the back,
Alex Byrne is the State Librarian and the Chief Executive of the State Library of New South Wales.
Here we have the cover of The Magic Pudding from 1918, Norman Lindsay's wonderful book. This is the original drawing for the cover. It's nearly 100 years old and the colours are still vibrant. The pudding still looks cranky. Bunyip Bluegum is still showing off.
He's giving a tour of the Amaze Michael Crouch Gallery, a new permanent space designed to showcase iconic, rare and quirky objects.
So we have nearly 12 kilometres of manuscripts, hundreds of thousands of paintings, the best coin collection in the Southern Hemisphere, maps, many, many different things. And I've been concerned that we're not showing that off to the public sufficiently. So we're doing a lot of digitisation, but we also wanted to have a place where people could see the real objects, some which are extremely historically important, others which are intriguing or amusing, and some which are just plain strange.
The new gallery opens with a small selection of early Australian curiosities from the vast collection of Sir William Dixon. Dixon, a wealthy businessman, was an avid collector of Australiana and bequeathed more than 40,000 objects, books and paintings to the library 60 years ago when he died.
So there's a seal of Henry IV, the King of England, artist sketchbooks, an intriguing little so-called ditty box which has a lock of Captain Cook's hair in it from just after he died.
So why was Sir William Dixon interested in collecting these sort of objects?
Because he was passionate about Australia. He was a great collector, so he pursued other collections. He haunted auction houses. He had a big house in Killara where the family tells me he hollowed out underneath and created storage areas and that they were just absolutely full of his collection.
Elise Edmonds is the acting head of the pictures section at the State Library and helped curate this exhibition. Among the highlights for her are sketchbooks filled with doodles by early Australian artists like Arthur Streeton, Thea Proctor, and one in particular by Lionel Lindsay.
He's filled the pages with portraits of his friends. They actually had this club that they established in Melbourne, which was called the Prehistoric Order of Cannibals Club. And they gathered on Saturday nights and got up to all sorts of mischief, I think. This is a sketchbook that he has filled with lots of drawings when he was sort of right on the edge of his career. And of course, he became such a famous Australian artist.
The library is also in the process of digitising its 5 million plus collection to preserve it in perpetuity, but also make it accessible for those who visit in person or online. Partly that's being done with software for tablets and smartphones when people visit an exhibition.
The wall captions often have about 80 words that give you basically the name of the artist or the name of the writer and the title and just a very brief summary. Whereas I guess with the app, it allows you to delve deeper into some stories about the object and also stories about how the library received the material into the collection.
But they can also take the exhibition home with them or visit virtually. Alex Byrne says a new feature of the app will record the route of a visitor's tour.
We really want to open up our collections, and of course it also means that people can go home and re-experience the tour and look at it again, and those who can't come here can do it vicariously, looking at it from wherever they might be around the world.
The Chief Executive of the State Library of New South Wales, ending Jennifer Macy's report.